Alrighty, welcome back to another preview podcast. Another massive game. I mean, I guess every game's kind of massive for us because we need to win one, but a big game, Gather Round, is coming up all the way over in Adelaide, which is very exciting. North Melbourne will take on Brisbane in a couple of days' time, and it's incredibly exciting because this is the new Spoon Bowl. We thought Brisbane, Collingwood was Spoon Bowl, but Spoon Bowl is actually North Melbourne, Brisbane now. So I guess, and also when we play Hawthorn and West Coast. I'm joking. Anyway, massive game for us. Brisbane are in awful form, and we needed to get a little bit of insight onto as to why. So we've got Loz from the Besties. She's the Brisbane Bestie. She's going to join myself and Marnie in a second for an interview, basically asking what's going on at Brisbane, what we can expect, who they're worried about on our team, and can we win? Can we win? So that's a massive interview. I'll throw to that in a second. Unfortunately, because we're playing on Friday at like 4 p.m., which is just the dumbest time slot, there's no team reaction because I won't have time. The team's going to drop on Thursday night and the game's on like Friday afternoon, which is not enough time for me to put the podcast out and give everyone a chance to listen to it. So as soon as we don't play on a Friday, who would have thought? I hate Friday footy now just because of no live team reaction, which I think is fun and you guys seem to like as well. It's the best part of the preview podcast, but except for all the people who come on for the interviews, of course. But yeah, two Fridays in a row. We're massive. We're only getting Fridays at the moment, primetime footy, clearly. But it means no live reaction. So next week for that, when we play the Cats, terrifying. But hey, this is where we're at. So other than that, we'll go through the normal preview pod things, but let's throw to the interview now with Loz from the Besties, the Brisbane Bestie.
Alrighty, we are back for another preview pod. I've hijacked once again because the Besties are taking over further north.
Yeah,
so today we are joined by Loz. Loz is not only a Brisbane diehard, but she is also one half of the Brisbane Besties. Lozzie, welcome to the Further North pod.
Hey guys, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, I'm glad that you're excited to be here, despite the fact that I'm about to grill you about how poorly Brisbane has started this season. It has definitely been an interesting opening few rounds for the Lions. It's not really what any of us, I don't think, really expected on the back epic grand final between the Lions and Collingwood last year. How are you sort of feeling about things up in Brisbane?
Not so good at the moment. I don't know. It's hard. We've been up for such a long time that I think that a lot of supporters have just sort of expected that, you know, we're going to cruise through like certain games and things like that. So it's definitely not what we were expecting. We never start the season well, so it's not like a complete shock, but especially after the first quarter of opening round, I think all of us went from, oh my God, we're not going to drop a game all year. Like they've got that like fire in their belly, and then yeah, things have just sort of capitulated a little bit. I'm not too like doom and gloom the season's over kind of thing, because I know that sometimes they start the season poorly, but yeah, it hasn't been that easy to watch.
So take it back, obviously, to last week. It was the grand final replay, the Good Friday Eve clash against Collingwood up at the Gabba. Brisbane had sort of had the wood over Collingwood at the Gabba in the past few seasons, lost the game by about, was it 20 points, I think?
I can look it up right now. I'll get an exact.
I think it was about 20 points. How, you know, obviously it's
20 points exactly.
There you go.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, I mean, obviously it wasn't quite the grand spectacle that we had at the last day of September last year. How do you sort of feel coming out of that 0-4? It's not really, you know, it's not really ideal.
No, it's definitely not ideal. I think that my biggest thing was that I feel like the team is, like, I hate to say it, but sometimes mentally quite weak. I think it's one of our biggest downfalls. The team is very talented. We've seen what they can do, and that was our biggest thing coming into it. I know so many people said to me, oh, Brisbane are just going to, like, the back of the Gabba, this is fine. They'll beat Collingwood. Collingwood are going to be 0-4. Like, the pressure was sort of mounting, like, more and more, and I just think sometimes they can be a little bit mentally weak. But we had I think in the second quarter we had like 28 inside 50s to zero or something ridiculous, and we could only put on a couple of goals. Like, it's just our forward line is just.
I saw some Eric Hipwood stats and he'd get like no marks, no goals. And I did a bit of research on it this morning. Very strange, like, because you think like Hipwood's not as good as Joe Danaher, I wouldn't say, but like, I don't know, they've had such a good forward line. And I don't know, it's so crazy, especially like how good you were at the Gabba last year too. Is that the second loss at the Gabba this year?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think, I guess, is the difference from last year to this year, if you can see anything, because that Gabba was a fortress and now teams are sort of going there and doing the job. I know they're very good teams. I mean, so that is a caveat, but still.
No, I think it's got less to do with the losing at the Gabba and the fact that we're just not able to win games at all at the moment. Like, it doesn't matter where we are. I know that I think losing Kitty is going to be a lot bigger than some people might think. I know he was sort of only just bursting onto the scene last year, but he was so pivotal to our team and the way that we set up and the fact that he was able to cut, like, change angles and everything, like make that kick further, like straight into the corridor, that is able to get our team a lot deeper into the forward 50. And at the moment, our forward 50 entries are just so shallow. And then Hibbard's not marking it and Charlie's not marking it and nobody's marking it. And then it's just so shallow that we're just slingshotting straight back out. I think that, like, watching North yesterday too, I think that's going to be something in this game that is like quite similar at the moment. Like, we're both just not.
Well, if Brisbane can't mark the ball, thank God they come up against our defense, because that's going to make it a lot easier for them, because we can't stop anyone marking the ball. So we'll play you back into form and you can thank us after the game.
I was going to say, it's there's no greater gift for a side that desperately needs a win than coming up against this current North Melbourne side. That happens. It's been sort of a tale for us over the past few years. This is the second year in a row now that North will play Brisbane in Adelaide for Gather Round. It's the only clash that we have for the season. How do you feel going into Gather Round? We're playing at Norwood Oval on Friday afternoon. It's a little bit different than Mount Barker from last season, which is nice to be in the city.
Are we in the big venue now?
I know.
Wow, prime time.
Look at us go. Who would have thought? how are you feeling coming into that game? Both sides obviously undefeated and probably looking a little bit shaky.
Undefeated, did you say?
Sorry.
Marnie, I don't know what world you're living in, Marnie.
But everyone knows I'm Delulu.
I hope I'm not the first to tell you this. We have lost every game so far, Marnie. This is the spoon bowl. This is bottom of the ladder.
Sorry to break it to you.
This is like North and West Coast last year.
This is wishful thinking. Clearly I'm manifesting hard, really practicing it.
Well, at least we have been moved from Mount Barker. That's one up. Brisbane only had to make the grand final to be able to get to Norwood. Hopefully, maybe we'll win the grand final this year and they might let us play at Adelaide Oval for Gather Round. But I am less confident than I was the game that we played you guys last year. I think that if our forwards cannot get their shit together this week, we've got some serious problems, because your back line is unfortunately very depleted. Like, you don't really have a key defender. So I'm sure that the Chom's going to be in this week, guys, though. So,
We hope so.
I know. Fingers crossed.
You've got 22 disposals, a key defender in the VFL. He's just taking the piss. Surely he's got to be in.
He was great. I was just like, watch out, Eric Hipwood, because, I think that we're definitely going to be able to hopefully get some form back into our forwards at the moment. I think the midfield's going to be quite a nice battle. I'm excited for that. That's what I was hoping to see a little bit more from the North midfielders, like LDU and Simpkin and that yesterday. I think they were a little bit down in the North, Carlton game. So I think that, they'll be looking to definitely do a little bit more in that game. And then I think that our defence should be pretty strong against your forward line. I'd say that we're going to need to lock someone down on Larky. I do, much to my husband's disgust, I very much rate Nick Larky. So, I think that it'll be hopefully one in the midfield by us and Webb, just to get it in forward as much as we possibly can and just overwhelm that defence, unfortunately. Mm.
If I guess we're talking about some players that we like, then who are the players for North that you would worry about, and then we can give you some players that we're very scared of for Brisbane.
I think certainly Larky. Like, I think we definitely need to lock someone down on him. I also think obviously Sheasel and Wardlaw. What Sheasel's able to do with the ball is just amazing. So I think those two certainly. And then McKercher yesterday.
He was so good yesterday.
So impressed. He has no fear. He reminds me a lot of Darcy Wilmot. I think that's going to be very interesting watching the two of those at opposite ends. I feel like he does the same as Darcy. He sort of just grabs it and thinks, you know what, no, I'm going to go for this. So I definitely think we'll need to keep an eye on that. But, yeah, there's certainly some players in there that I'd be definitely worried about. They'd be going up on the board for sure.
All right, Marnie, who are you scared of?
Well, I think it's funny that you should say that you're scared of Larky, because given the three defenders who have played on him so far this season have pretty much won that battle. Sam Taylor in round one, Alex Pierce in round two, and then Jacob Wiedering in round three.
I think Larky was pretty good yesterday. I don't think Wiedering beat Larky yesterday.
He definitely didn't beat him, but Larky did not have that monstrous presence, I don't think.
Well, he's used to kicking seven on Wiedering and he only kicked three. So
quiet day in the office.
Quiet day in the office for
Larky. So I guess obviously Harris Andrews is the obvious one for me that I'm pretty nervous about. He is very good. Obviously one of the best key defenders in the game, if we haven't seen some of the best already up against him this season. So he's obviously one that, you know, we're nervous of. And then naturally, given the, as you pointed out, Loz, just horrific state of our backline, it's a great opportunity for someone like Eric Kipwood or for Joe Danaher just to come out and have, you know, a massive game, even a Charlie Cameron.
I was going to say, who plays on Charlie Cameron? I guess this is another Luke McDonald lockdown.
Well, it's interesting because I thought that Luke McDonald was probably our best defender against Carlton in the Good Friday clash, and that, you know, is a good thing and a terrible thing all at the same time. So
second week back from an injury playing on Charlie Cameron. I mean, look, I think Luke McDonald was very good, but I don't know. His track record on small forwards who have pace and athleticism isn't fantastic. So if we only had Josh Goethe, but his Achilles, he's got three Achilles now because one of them's in half. So but you got Lachie Neale, but how did Lachie Neale play? I didn't see much of the
very
game.
Well.
You played well.
Yeah, of course he did.
Very good. In the second quarter, he was like, strap on, boys. Like, this is the issue that we're having at the moment, is that it seems to be like Lachie Neale or nothing. Like, I really need some of our other leaders to stand up, which I'm hoping that they will next week. Obviously, it's a bit of a shit show that's going on outside the four walls at the moment. So fingers crossed they can just, put their heads down and the leaders can stand up and... Yeah, it'll be someone other than Lachie can take charge.
So where do you think, and this, to be honest, this has been the same answer every single week, so I think I know where this will go, but where do you think you can exploit North Melbourne? Where do you think Brisbane can really get at them? Extra points if you don't say our back line.
I know. Unfortunately, my first stop point was just the inexperience of some of the defenders down there. Like, it does have to be said, but that's fine. You know, we know that. It's stating the obvious. That's okay.
We know. We're very upset.
I think what Carlton did a very good job of yesterday was just cutting off the corridor, making you guys go long down the line. Harry Mackay was there. He was just marking it. So I think that's going to be something that we'll definitely try to do. We always try to do it to most people, and then they're forced to kick long down the line straight to Harris Andrews. So I'm hoping that that's what we're going to be able to do, and then just get on top of the midfield. If our midfield can get first look at it, then we can get some deeper entries and, just hopefully overwhelm. That's our game. Like, that is just overwhelming the opposition with like the sheer amount of entries. And we are getting those entries. They're just not the entries that are able to allow us to do anything, and none of our forwards are marking the ball. So it's, yeah.
Great. We're in for a treat on Friday.
Where can we get a money? Where can we exploit Brisbane?
Well, I guess if we just sort of do the same thing, you know, obviously we had that incredible first half against Fremantle, which I think I'll think about for the rest of my life at this point, for the rest of the season, because that's the most special half
in,
of football.
In a decade's time, I'll be like, remember when we played that really good half against Freo?
I do think that sort of if we can win the ball out of the middle and we can, you know, move the ball really quickly up the ground. I think as well, a few times for North, we've actually been able to just transition the ball from end to end very, very quickly by hand in particular. I know that against Carlton, we sort of tried to slow the game down a little bit to try and prevent them from getting a run on and exposing us in defense. But then unfortunately our skill probably isn't up there at the moment to be able to pinpoint those passes by foot. So I think for us, if we can move the ball quickly down the field by hand, whether that's rebounding out of our defensive 50, whether that's taking it straight out of the middle, then I think we've probably got a chance. I also think if we make the game a bit of a scrap, I think that's kind of been for us, you know, if, you know, we have been working harder at the ground. Do I think that we do need to lift our work rate? Yes, but I do think we've definitely been working harder on the ground. George Wardlaw's definitely been the leader in that area. So for me, that's where I think the game could probably be won. And hopefully defense can somewhat hold up under the pressure, and, you know, we can sort of bring the ball out of our defensive 50 with a little bit of ease as opposed to what we've seen in the last 3 weeks.
I've definitely got more like faith that we're going to hold the ball in our forward line. I know once it does go, it goes very, very quickly. But, you know, when we're talking about players that, you know, the opposition are scared of for us, I mean, Paul Curtis is having a ripping year so far. And I think, you know, him and Larky are sort of that 1-2 punch at the moment. He's taken a couple of decent contested marks yesterday as well, which other players aren't. So, you know, I think Zerha's been more damaging in the middle and than he is up forward. And it's sort of like Larky and Paul Curtis up there. So if we can, you know, win the midfield battle and get it in there quick, I believe we can do something. But, you know, I don't believe we can ever stop anyone from getting it out of the middle either. So, you know, that, I guess that's the thing. That's where it's going to teeter. But, you know, yeah, look. Yeah, we're diving for positives.
Your midfield really has to help your defense out.
They're atrocious. Yeah. I think fitness is a massive issue for North. And for such a massive focus on fitness for their preseason, all the word coming out of the preseason was fitness, fitness, fitness. They don't look very fit compared to most other teams we play. So, you know, even watching the games in person that a couple have been to this year, you know, the amount of how quickly the other teams transition and just run in a pack and we just run out of numbers, and it's just so simple. It's just it has to be a fitness thing. It has to be, because Clarko's can't be there telling them, you know, when we turn the ball over, don't defend. They just probably can't get there in time unless I don't know. So I'm no coach, but I'm just saying. So look, I'm hopeful. I definitely feel a lot better about going into this game with Brisbane's pretty awful form, but I'm not going in, we're going to smash them, but like, I don't know.
Maybe it'll be a bit of at least we'll have a bit of an entertaining and tight contest.
Yeah, it's not like, obviously it gets rid of a bit of the PTSD from last year.
Oh yeah, that was awful.
Because that was probably the worst. That or the Demons game are the two worst ones we played last year.
Yeah, not great.
So look, clearly at a Norwood at a bigger oval, maybe we're used to playing in front of big crowds now after yesterday. So maybe the big venue down at Norwood's going to spurt us on.
I think it'll be good.
Moving away from on field for a second, Loz, you're married to a Carlton supporter and your entire family is North. Yeah. How have you landed up a diehard Brisbane supporter?
Yes. So, I tell the story that, the grand finals, when we played Port Adelaide, I went to a market with my mum and I had a baby doll, and there was two t-shirts that I could buy for the grand final, Port Adelaide or a Brisbane t-shirt. And I was like, I want the Brisbane t-shirt. And she was just like, okay, sure. Like, not a problem. And then like, ever since then, I was just like so obsessed with Brisbane. Like, I just was like, die hard, love them. And my dad was like, had dressed me up in North stuff since I like came out the womb. Like I was born in 96 and that happened that year was like North winning the flag. Like he just loves them. And like, so does my brother. And so he said, you know, if you like pick another team, that's it. Like you're not allowed to like chop and change.
Back on the bandwagon.
Like, yeah. That's
who wouldn't want to jump back onto the North bandwagon.
The North
Come
train's
on.
About to leave the station. If you want in now, we'll give you the pass.
I do though have, like definitely have a soft spot for North still. Absolutely. I have to. Like yesterday, I think Cam like wanted me to leave because I had like my Carlton scarf and I was just like, oh yes, North Melbourne, but it's just like still in me, like deep in there. But then my mum said I just was like obsessed with my neighbour and he barracked for Brisbane. So whichever story you prefer.
Wow. So did you get on them after the losing grand, like the loss to Port Adelaide in the grand final?
Yeah. So I was.
If you want to get on another team that's losing all the time, North's out there.
I was quite the bandwagon.
Bandwagoning to losing teams. Yeah. She's like, God, yeah. The struggle.
Well, apparently Brisbane are on their way down. So I might as well jump off now. So
you need a new challenge. Come over to North. We're happy to have
you. That's it.
Fine. We won't tell Cam.
No,
we'll just keep it between us.
This isn't going out into the public, so it's fine. Let's predict the game then. Loz, we'll start with you then. What do you think is going to happen? Give us a winner and a tip and points and all that stuff.
I think that Brisbane will win, but I think we'll only win by 4 goals.
Do you really think so? Like even after watching yesterday, like do you still think you're not just going to be like, because I reckon the players are going to go to that game and be like, we're going to absolutely smash this team. And knowing how poor our backline can be with Hipwood, I'm so terrified about Danaher. I reckon he can kick so many goals. But like, I don't know. Are you hedging the bets a little bit or you genuinely think we could?
Maybe I'm just trying to keep a lid on things and lower my expectations. Just expect disappointment, never get disappointed or whatever they say. I think it'd go honestly one of two ways. We'll lose or we'll win by 10 goals. This team at this point, I don't know what they're going to do. Like I know that their best is so good. I've seen it. And that first quarter of opening round was amazing, but the team was a little bit different. Like I think the loss of Kitty Coleman is just like so huge. It's going to take us a little bit of time to figure out how that goes. Then we lost Connor McKenna. Like the halfback is just falling apart. Like we used that halfback to start so much. Like that was, you know, our rebound 50 was how we sort of, you know, started chains all the time. Like that was a huge part of our game. So I just think that it's taking a little bit of time and our forwards are just a little bit out of form, hopefully. Like they're good enough. The team is good enough to, I still think they can win the premiership. Like I honestly 100% believe that.
Oh yeah.
We just got to stay calm, guys.
Calm down, guys. Everything's
just trying
fine.
To convince yourself, Loss.
Everything's
fine. Yeah, I am.
It's going to be fine.
Mid-game against Collingwood, I was like, season's over. Like, microwave your memberships, guys. Like, this is it. I'm done.
There's a lot of clubs doing that at the moment, to be fair. Can I just say, I feel like there's a lot of clubs who are like really bad and there's some that are really good. I feel like it's such a divide compared to, I know it's early, but like.
No, I didn't expect this. I thought there'd be a lot more teams in the middle, but I actually feel like there's teams that are obviously really good and teams that are obviously really poor. Mm. And then you've probably got North and West Coast in their league of their own, to be honest.
And Hawthorn, we look better than Hawthorn still, I think. But
that's
just
like
I suspected too.
After the game then, I like got a mirror out and looked at myself and said like, pull it together. Like you need to actually get a grip because I was with my North supporting dad and my North supporting brother, who's only like 20 years old. So he hasn't even like seen pretty much anything. So
neither have I. I'm
30. I was like, literally pull it together. Like, you know, So they need that positivity.
Tip it, Marnie. Come on, give us the Delulu.
I
you said we're undefeated before, so are we going to remain undefeated?
No, I've got nothing for you. Unfortunately, I think this is going to be it'll be a massacre, to be honest. I feel like Brisbane, as I said at the top of the preview, I think that Brisbane are kind of really looking forward to playing their way back into form against North. I reckon their mouths would be watering looking at this. I just think that, you know, we had no answers for Harry and Charlie yesterday. And I'd argue that, you know, Joe Danaher, Eric Hipwood and Charlie Cameron is probably a even more dangerous forward line proposition than what we faced against Carlton.
Careful. Don't let Carlton
see that. All right. Safe space.
If Koenig could kick any goals not from freeze, that would be nice. I've still yet to see that, but that's fine.
Unfortunately, I do think that it's going to be like a 10 to 12 goal loss for North.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a bit of reverse psychology. I said we were going to beat Carlton and we end up getting hammered. So if I say we're going to get hammered, then we'll actually win. And, you know, that'll be great. Maybe that's secretly my tactic. But, no, I just think that it's really hard to see us throwing really anything at Brisbane, knowing that they are, I do agree with you, Loz. I think they're still capable of definitely finishing top four and probably pushing for the flag once again. We've seen sides start slow and they've been able to kind of come home with a wet sail. And I think that Brisbane are way too talented and they're way too good of a side to, you know, really fall this quickly off the ledge. I think that this will sort of be the start of their 2024 campaign. They'll have a big win against North and at least I'm not going to Adelaide to witness it.
Wow. What do I think about this
game? You agree with me.
I don't think we're going to lose by as many as you think. I am weirdly the most positive one.
This is a weird change for us.
You know what? If this was at Marvel, I think we could win, but it's not. So,
wow, I really am rubbing off on you.
I just have, look, and this is with clearly no logic because the Brisbane are so much better than us. But I don't know. I just have, you know how you get gut feelings?
That was like, me against Carlton. This is me. Look how that turned out.
I don't think we'll win because it's at some rant. Like if there's a hint of wind, we just forget how to play football. We can barely kick straight when there's no breeze, let alone be playing outside. So I think Brisbane win by 3 or 4 goals.
Okay, that's nice. I like that.
That's originally what I thought. So
But like if we were playing at Marvel, I just like my gut's going, I think we could win this. But I think, that could also be taken away in the first quarter so quickly. And I'd be like, geez, I hope we keep it under
It really, I think for us, it really just depends on which North Melbourne decides to turn up from the get-go.
Yeah, but it's most likely not going to be the one that we played for half a game.
I'm holding on to that half a game. It's my Roman Empire, everyone.
That North Melbourne could rock up and the same Brisbane that has been rocking up for several quarters over the last 3 games could also rock up. So you just, that's what being a supporter is. It's being delusional, honestly.
I do that very well.
Yeah, Mae does it very well. You know why I'm kind of weirdly confident, even though I said I don't think we'll win. But like I feel like with CCJ going down and maybe how our midfield, once again, the stats of our midfield look good. But then when you watch the game, it's like, oh, why do they have great stats? But the other team got so many clearances.
Feels like they have little impact.
I feel like there has to be some changes this week.
Definitely.
Carlton was the worst performance of the year for us. We got maybe not hammered, but it was a big, was it 50 points or something like that?
Yeah, 50 points, 56.
I think there has to be some changes and things like Zerha going into the middle, I want to see more of. You know, we've got to give a Sellers or a Greer or the forward line's got to have a shake up, you know, and our defense.
We have to try something new there.
We have to try something. We cannot keep doing the same thing in defense. Do I believe we'll make changes? No, I don't, because it just seems like we stick with the same thing all the time and they're like, oh, we just got to give them time. But like, if we make some changes, I think we could do something. But if we don't, it'll be a big loss.
I also think we do need to start rewarding form in the VFL. I know the VFL is obviously significantly lower standard than at AFL, but you know, that's the point of having them there, is to give players an opportunity to prove themselves and to, you know, prove their worth to have a shot and to play a game. And so I think that, you know, someone like a Sellers or a Greenwood or a Charlie, Comben, they're obviously the three names that we've been floating around for the last 3 weeks now. It's time. It's time to kind of pull the trigger. And I do, I feel for Toby Pink a little bit because I feel like he's a bit of a victim of a structure that's failing us as a back six.
Well, the guy needs to go as core, but he's not going to go because he's in the leadership group.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on with Aiden Core.
Anyway, we're just venting about North right now. I hope this is entertaining for you to listen to, Loz.
I feel the same, though, because our fans are screaming out for players in the VFL to be rewarded, and I feel like there's obviously certain players, like, in your team that have played a certain amount of games, they played well for a certain amount of games, so they're obviously going to get more of a chance, more games that they play out of form before they're ever going to get dropped, and there's some players that are never going to get dropped. So I feel the exact same. Like, I feel like there's some players in our VFL that I think need to be rewarded, or they are at least 100% banging the door down. We've now lost 3 games in a row. You can't tell me that this is not time to shake things up a little bit. Like, Fagan is never one to change things, but now's the time, surely. And, you know, there is,
Yeah, I hope so. I wasn't happy when we went in unchanged to come, you know. And I get, like, we played a decent three quarters against Freo. But anyway, I think this the mood's down on the pod right now. I feel like we're all getting upset.
This is the joy of being a football supporter. You ride the lows, but then you could also ride the highs. And Lozzie, best of luck for Friday. Are you going over to Adelaide for the game?
Unfortunately not. I'd love to, but we're heading overseas in a couple of weeks, so just preparing for that. But and it's also on a Friday at like 4:10, which makes
gross.
I would 100% fly over. My parents only live like 4 hours from Adelaide, so we would have loved to have gone over, but of course they play us.
Of course, it's Northern Brisbane. It's not exactly the primetime spectacle that the AFL want to gather around. Yeah. Well, best of luck, and may the best team win. I hope that best team is North, but if it's Brisbane, then have at it, girlfriend, and enjoy every moment of it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Good luck. May the best team win.
Thank you.
Whatever team that is at this point.
Thank you very much to Loz for that great interview. Some awesome insight on Brisbane. And it's nice as a North Melbourne fan to be able to trauma bond with another team, especially a team that made a grand final last year. But hey, incredibly exciting stuff. So thank you once again, Loz. And yeah, we'll chat again very, very soon after the game, probably to see whoever wins. Obviously, because there's no live team reaction this week, we're going to skip that, but we're going to go straight to who I think should be in and out. So this is what I would personally do, not what I think Clarkson will do. Obviously, CCJ has to come out because of his awful injury. Who would I put up in the forward line? I think it's Sellers' time for me. As an example, the three I would be, you know, considering in the forward line is Greenwood, Sellers, or I don't think they'll do this, but Charlie Comben did play as a forward once upon a time. So we need something else up there. The forward line just doesn't have enough oomph. When the ball hits the ground, I think we're okay, but we just have no marking presence up there. So I would be bringing in any of those three. The other two I'm going to bring out, so Core, Tucker, CCJ, they're my outs. Let me explain. I've explained CCJ. Tucker just doesn't bring anything to this team. I don't even think he brings leadership or stability, which I think a Liam Shields would. Not that I bring in Shields personally, but I think I'd rather be playing Shields over Tucker. I just don't know what Tucker does. So Tucker, it's time to go for me. Aiden Core, this won't happen. I say this every week. No chance this guy gets dropped because he's part of the leadership group. But out of the three key defenders, he's the clear weakest. And Charlie Comben has been killing it in the VFL. We need a big body. We need an athlete, a big body. Charlie Comben is that. Aiden Core is not. You know, I wish Core was playing better and, you know, could stake a claim. I think realistically, and once again, Toby Pink has been really, really good the last couple of weeks.
I would love it to be Dawson, Core and Comben personally, just because Core's part of the leadership group. So I do want him to play, but he's just not very good. Comben, I think, can be our best defender, and Dawson has been the best defender. Toby Pink has been great. But do you guys know what I mean? Like, that's the balance I would want. That being said, Core should definitely not be playing over Toby Pink right now. So Comben, Dawson, Pink is the back line I want to see, but that won't happen. I'd bring in Comben, Sellers, Greenwood, basically. They're the ones I would be bringing in. Comben can take over for Core down back. Sellers can take over for CCJ. And Greenwood can not do what Tucker does, but I would bring Eddie Ford in and put Greenwood as the sub. Greenwood can come in the ruck if we need, in the midfield, and in the forward line. I've been saying this for a long time. Greenwood is the perfect sub. I don't believe midfielders really impact the game too much when they come on as a sub, and they're always kind of underwhelming. So, yeah, I think Greenwood would be fantastic for that. They're the changes I would be making, basically. Other than that, I think everyone else keeps deserving to have their chance and stake their sort of or claim their place in the team. CCJ would have been one I probably would have brought out anyway, but unfortunately he got that horrific injury. So, yeah. Let's go to under the microscope. Who am I putting under the microscope this week? There's two names, and two of them are both being dropped by me. Aiden Core, I think he's going to play. Darcy Tucker, I think will play too, but he definitely shouldn't be. they're the two. If I'm going to pick one, I'm picking Aiden Core. You're part of the leadership group. You're in a vulnerable position down in the back line. You just need to be better. He just needs to be better. He's so soft in a marking contest. I don't think his leadership is great, to be honest, on the field. Some of the things I saw him directing on the weekend, not that I know where I'm at. He's a much better footballer than I'll ever be. But, you know, he switched with Zach Fisher and he told him to go and man up the bigger guy and he took a smaller forward. And I just don't understand. I don't understand that mindset. So, look, Aiden Core, you're under the microscope this week. You're on the hot seat. Darcy Tucker is a close second to that. Let's go to my tips and then we'll basically finish this episode, guys. Hopefully short and sweet. We're trying to keep the interviews with the guests every week a little bit shorter, but there's just so much good footy to chat about that we we always go over. All right. Now, let me figure out how to use the AFL website. Okay, here we go. Gather round. Adelaide and Melbourne. Adelaide look awful, don't they? They look rubbish. not going to say I told you guys so, but I didn't think they'd be this bad, to be fair, but I didn't think they'd be all that. Melbourne will get that one. They are favourites. North Brisbane, yeah. If this is at Marvel, like I said, I think we could win. I do think Brisbane will get it, but $6 and $1.30 in them is preposterous, gross. Clearly, I get why, but no one watches us play. So if they knew we're actually putting together some good patches, maybe it'd be different. Port Adelaide, Essendon. Tough one. I guess Port Adelaide because it's in Adelaide. But other than, if it was at the G or Marvel, I reckon Essendon could do it. That win in the last week really must have got them going, to be fair. I don't think Port Adelaide looked that great, personally. So I'll go Port Adelaide, but only because it's at Adelaide. Sydney, West Coast. Sydney, they need to bounce back. Awful loss against Richmond. Richmond look atrocious, but good on them for fighting, I guess. But I don't like Richmond, so that is what it is. Carlton, Frio. You know what? Frio. Let's go Frio. I'd love to see Carlton lose. After last week. So I'm going to tip the Dockers in that one. Underrated the Dockers. People don't rate them enough. I didn't think they... I thought they'd be awful too. So eat my words. Dogs, Cats, the battle of the home pets. Geez, this is probably game of the round, isn't it? $1.94 to $1.90. I'll go the Cats. I think the Cats look really good so far. So I'll go the Catties. Suns, Giants, yuck. Giants win that one. Suns are overrated. Tigers, Saints, give me the Saints. The Saints will be hungry to bounce back, and I don't think Richmond are that good. Collingwood, Hawks, Collingwood. Collingwood, hopefully they absolutely smash Hawthorn. which would be fantastic. So they are my tips, and that is it, guys, basically. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Sorry the lighting's a bit weird right now. The sun is very bright in my face, so I'm going to try and fix that in post. But anyway, thank you for listening once again. Follow all the socials. You guys know where they are. Thank you to all the voice messages, and yeah, let's hope North can go and do something this weekend. I genuinely think we're a sniff, and I don't usually think we are, so watch the game. I'd say get there. For those who are going, report back and let me know what it's like there. I've never been to these ovals before in my life, so I guess have fun, everybody. And yeah, we'll be back, myself, Marnie, and who knows who else we can muster up and get on. I guess we're going to be recording Saturday, so hopefully out Sunday, you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys very soon. Bye-bye.